Hello.
Hello, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with Opinion Survey. How are you doing today?
You're calling with a what? I'm sorry.
Opinion Survey. We're actually calling to ask you a few questions about your attitude and your opinion towards politics and womanhood. Can you help us with this?
And womanhood?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know, right? So it's just one of those surveys you're like, oh, wow, okay, well, I don't get this one all the time.
It could be interesting. Sure, shoot, go ahead.
All right, do you consider yourself as a male, female, or something else?
My biological sex is female, for sure.
Okay, cool. And what year were you born?
I was born in 1999.
Okay. And are you registered to vote like many people, or are you not registered?
I used to be registered to vote. As far as my current registered voter status, I couldn't tell you.
Okay, great. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Okay. And what race? What is your race? Like all that apply? White, Black, African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native? Black and white. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna put on here. Spare one moment. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following: the future or the planet?
Negative.
Okay. How about the country?
Negative. Very
how
negative.
About,
the most negative.
Okay. And how about your own future?
Indifferent.
Okay. I only have two options. Oh. Negative or positive.
Interesting. I guess negative it is. LOL.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? You please rate your amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 meaning no power at all, and 10 meaning a lot of power.
I give it a 2.
Okay. And of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Climate change, abortion access, education, national security, crime, racism, discrimination, immigration, economy, cost of living, student loan, gun violence, healthcare, mental health.
How many do I get to pick?
You can choose up 3.
3, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So definitely healthcare. Definitely racism, discrimination. I'm assuming those were 1. If I have to choose, though, I'm choosing racism. And then also healthcare, racism. I can't remember the first one you named. So
yeah, climate change.
Oh, climate change.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely that.
Okay, cool. And thinking about this chapter in your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Improving or maintaining your physical health, caring for senior family members, your education, contributing to a positive change in your community, advancing on your career, economic security, financial independence, work-life balance, having or caring for children, improving on mental health, relationships like romantic partner or friendship, hobbies and free time activities or others.
So improving friendships, relationships in general, I can't really tell if it's 1 or multiple options, but yeah, improving relationships, maintaining or even just attaining financial stability. And
okay.
Then, I would also say that I'm invested in my physical health as well.
Physical.
Those
okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, which of the following traits are the most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Being young, being an American, being your profession, your role in a relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife,
right.
Being a woman, your sexual orientation, being a member of a racial ethnic group, your personality, your hobbies, interests, your spiritual beliefs.
My personality, for sure. My, I think you said, like, my roles in relationships.
Yeah, that's
the second one. And I guess my racial identity, yeah, as well. That's me.
Okay. You said, what was the last one you said?
my racial identity.
Oh, you're okay. I'm sorry. All right, cool.
You're good.
When you think about the American political system, what emotions do you feel the most often? You choose up to two. Frustration, anger, happiness, hope, exhaustion, disappointment, sadness, dread, pride.
Any of those negative emotions, yes. Dread, disappointment for sure. Not so much anger anymore. Not so much surprise. Mostly disappointment. Just continued disappointment. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. C says, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
C.
Okay. What factors are most to blame in the U.S. government political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three. Politicians are out of touch with their daily life of most people. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Two-party system. Systemic racism. Division of gridlock between political parties. Corporate money has too much influence. Too many old white men in power. Or none of the above.
So too many white men in power for certainly, too many corporations involved, absolutely, systemic racism. All of those three. That's what I think.
Okay. And how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, a little, somewhat, or not at all? Your state government.
Their decisions. They affect my life moderately. I would say I don't
somewhat.
Know if that was mocking. Yeah, somewhat. There you go.
Okay, how about Biden, President Biden?
heavily.
Okay.
As a student loan.
A lot. How about Congress?
heavily too.
Okay. How about the Supreme Court?
Moderately somewhat.
Okay. What about ballot initiatives, like, you know, proposed laws that make votes on directly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Your city government?
Oh, heavily.
Okay. How about community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, or coalitions?
Most heavily.
Okay. And, now you will hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation. Like very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, not at all. So the first statement says, the Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration admissions.
I'm sorry, my answers are supposed to...
Was this very motivating for you to enact change through civic participation?
Oh, like if that were the case?
Yeah, yeah.
If the Supreme Court were to end affirmative action, I would not feel motivated at all.
Okay, well, they actually have ruled. It says has ruled to end affirmative action.
Oh, has ruled. Yeah, I'm not motivated whatsoever.
Okay. So in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
Right. Still not motivated.
Okay. How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services?
Unmotivated.
Unmotivated at all?
Yeah.
Okay. And the Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Unmotivated.
Okay. And in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S., voting elections? Do you think it's very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all?
not at all effective.
Okay. How about contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
Not very effective.
Okay. Volunteering on a or an advocacy organization?
Maybe a little effective, somewhat effective.
Somewhat? Okay. How about boycotting a company?
Somewhat effective.
Signing a petition?
Not effective.
Okay. Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or in social media?
Somewhat effective.
Okay. And attending a protest?
Very effective.
Okay. And now, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, please think about the barriers that you may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. For each of the are the barriers people have reported to keep them from voting. Please, which describes you and why you may not have voted in the previous election. You may choose up to three. You didn't think your vote would count properly. The candidates didn't represent your values. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive on time. You didn't know how when to register. Inconvenience. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You didn't have time to vote. There was intimidated presence in the polling place. None of the above because you always voted, or none of the above because you faced other obstacles.
So definitely that my candidates did not represent my values. And also that I don't think that voting makes very much of a difference.
Okay. So you don't think your vote were, so
you
don't think that has an impact. Okay. And the other one was that you don't, that they don't represent your value.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented to you makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. So the options are engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less. So the first one says, right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits by paying $0 in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable to pay their fair share. Does that make you want to engage more, a lot more, a little more?
Engage a little bit. Still a bit.
Okay. How about this one? Young voters turned out to be a huge numbers in 2022 mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half the eligible voters by 2024, given young voters' decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so your government reflects us and our values.
A little more engaged.
Okay. And the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like these for a livable and sustainable future.
I'm engaged.
A lot more or a little?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot more is fine.
Cool. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country, triggering near total bans in 24 states. But we, young women, have made it clear that we won't accept this attack under our rights by becoming together in protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy and protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies.
Not engaged.
Not little less or a lot less?
A lot less engaged.
Okay, cool. And what was the what are the media sources that you check out for new content? You may choose up two, news or information
it's only
articles
one.
Online.
It's just Instagram. I
Instagram?
Promise, yeah,
okay.
That's only one.
And thinking about the content you consume online, what topics do you seek out the most?
What content do I seek out the most?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If I'm on Instagram, it's purely for comedy. I'm not seeking out real information. If it comes to me, it happens to come to me. I don't look for it.
Okay, cool. So sports or hobby hicks, tips and hacks, show, movies, music.
That or like maybe art. If art is on there, it's more so that, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And what was the highest level of school you completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school diploma graduate equivalent, some college but no degree, associate, bachelor's. Okay, cool. And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian, gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Four. Yeah.
Okay. Something else, can you specify, or?
Pansexual.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, married, live with a partner, single, separated? Okay. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. And do you lean towards more Republican Party or Democrat Party or neither?
Neither.
And what describes your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired?
Full-time.
Cool. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Were you or were you not able to vote?
I'm guessing Biden. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. And last year, that is in 2022, what was your total family income from all your sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
22,000 maybe?
Okay.
Yeah, 22,000.
Okay, cool. All right, great. This concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your help and greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely. You take care.
Thanks, likewise. Have a great evening.
Bye.
Bye.